And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. We're in the studio with Mr. Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez. It's going to be a great show talking fishing on that incredibly popular and great legendary boat, the Cortez, and they're biting. We're going to tell you all about it. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, pre-Christmas, huh?
Pre-Christmas.
How about that? Last show before Christmas?
Hanukkah today. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. Yeah, absolutely.
Kwanzaa's coming up.
Kwanzaa? Yeah, there's all kinds of holidays this time of the year, right?
Right.
How about Fishmas?
I like it.
Yeah.
How about a little bit of bluefin bite?
Yeah. How about that, Captain Jim Hughes?
Still going on.
Good morning. They were biting yesterday, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't left. There's no reason for them to leave.
They're here.
Yeah, they're here.
It's just a weather thing, right?
It was.
Weather was beautiful yesterday.
Yep.
Is the moon affected? I mean, dark of the moon right now, no moon,
Moon affects, you know, the beach stuff, high tide, low tide kind of stuff, you know, lobster fishing right now.
And, yeah.
Tide fishing.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen that much change as far as offshore.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But
all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a season, though, huh?
Pretty good.
Okay, rank it compared to last year, 2019 versus 2018. What do you think?
Same. Consistent.
Yeah, just consistent
fishing.
Yeah.
That bluefin. I think we caught fish there in February, so we had 11 months this year so far.
Wow.
Of we caught bluefin in.
Bluefin. Yeah.
So straight.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no reason for them to leave. There's the bait and the water setup's all perfect.
They're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Bigger this year?
I would say about the same. I think we lost some bigger fish this year, and I think everybody was involved with a little bit of, heartbreaks. But there was the bigger fish and stuff wasn't like it has been the last 3 or 4 years up and down backside of Clemente. It was all over the place.
But yeah.
There was stuff all the way from the upper end of the 60 all the way up to way past Clemente up by, San Nick and Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Highlands. So.
Just spread a bait.
Yeah. There was bait everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, you wake up in the morning to be 20 fathoms of bait underneath you.
Really?
No matter where you stopped.
Yeah. And fish, too?
And fish.
Yeah. So tell us, do you have a trip, 2019 trip that stands out? Like, time of the year, one that just, absolutely, man, did we get them on that trip.
We did. We had one of our newer charters, Brian Winstar. We had a two-and-a-half-day trip that they wanted to go strictly bluefin fishing. We got down there to lower into Clemente and got down below Desperation Edge, and we got on a school early in the morning. And they had a lot of that 50 to 100-pound fish.
Yeah.
Really good stop. And they decided, okay, let's go up the backside so we can find some bigger ones. And the wind was blowing a little bit offshore, and we got on a spot of them big ones. And we drifted from the 100-fathom curve to the 300-fathom curve, and we kept 3 to 5 going to the, I call them 180s to 340s.
That is crazy.
I think we had 3 or 4 over 3, another 4 or 5 over 2.
Wow.
What time of the year was that? What month do you remember?
I believe, I'm not positive, but I think it was in August.
August.
I have to go back and look. But that was our really good
trip.
That
was one of the standout.
And then they were biting. They were licking it.
Yeah.
We kept 5 of our big gear in the water the whole time. As soon as we get a big one on the boat and put another one in the water.
I mean, that's wow. Like stuff you're doing on the RP.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it was. It was good as it gets.
Yeah. Better than Clarion, Hurricane Bank.
It was fast.
Day like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of guys on the boat said, man, this is just like long range fishing.
Yeah. It has been for the last couple of years. It's been a long range experience if you want to catch big fish, right?
Yeah. A lot of guys fish Guadalupe on a fishing for that yellowfin and stuff.
Right.
And that bluefin here was the same size.
Yeah.
On shorter trips.
Well, and what's funny is people are getting spoiled. It's like, wow, those fish were only 50 to 100.
We heard that
right?
A lot. We heard that
like,
a lot.
Huh? What?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, there's nothing
beautiful
wrong with
fish.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, it was good fishing, and, it was the yellowfin in the mix. There was no problem staying busy.
Yeah.
Depending on what the guys wanted to catch.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, there was there a mix of, like, not a lot of Dorado around, yellow.
Very few Dorado this year.
Yeah.
And we saw some early, and But I think a lot of it, too, is most of his fish concentration was all the way from basically that 425, 371, 302, all the way up to the island.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of guys that went down below.
South.
Right. And the kelps were few and far between.
Yeah.
You know, as far as kelps would. You'd see plenty of kelp, but one out of 30 would have some fish on it.
So how would you locate the fish? I mean, were they all sonar schools?
Yeah, most of them sonar schools, you know, bird schools. Current breaks, you know, temperature breaks.
Uh-huh.
But I'd say most of it was sonar schools.
When you say temperature break, how are you recognizing a temperature break?
Oh, you'd go over a break, and you actually see a rip in the water, and you'd watch it drop a degree.
Or, wow.
You know, and you just follow that thing. It's going to be on one side or the other.
Yeah.
You know, but we had that, and then sonar schools. Some of them were just what we call full screeners. Everybody in the fleet called them full. Some guys are shooting 600 feet, some guys are shooting 5, some guys are shooting 4, but it'd fill up the whole screen.
That's wow. Crazy.
There were some gigantic schools.
Wow. And was it mostly those gigantic schools were smaller fish or mixed up?
Oh, no, it was mixed fish. I mean, what was a little bit different this year was, you know, you could go down for yellowfin, you know, or you can go for bluefin. Well, this year, you get a stop on yellowfin, the bluefin would push them out of the way, or vice versa.
Interesting.
You get a stop on bluefin, and the yellowfin would push it out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, or get a mix.
Interesting. You
know, at that lower end of the butterfly late in the year, that's what it was, a mix of that good grade yellowfin. It was 30, 40 pounders.
Yeah.
And then same thing with the bluefin, 50, 60, 70 pounders.
And when you get that yellowfin mixed in, they get a little frisky
and
kind of turn on the,
well, usually,
the bluefin better.
Yeah, what happens is the yellowfin think they're bluefin and they get a little shy, but it wasn't that way this year.
The other way around.
Yeah.
We kind of like it that way.
Yeah, a little competition for the bait.
Yeah. Right. And you on the Cortez out of Seaforth, you were running steady through November, right?
Yeah. You know, that's what I've noticed. You know, usually get started with, you know, in July and stuff like that. You can see the charter schedule starting to move more into November.
Yeah.
Like the first 3 weeks of November, we're already, you know, booked up here for.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. Wait a minute. You're booked up for
the first
next
few,
year,
yes.
The first few weeks of November.
Yes.
Of 2020.
You know, so you can see the switch over, but you look at July, and July doesn't look so red hot.
Oh, really?
So we need that little push of albacore next year.
Yeah, right.
Get that started.
But, hey, there was plenty of bluefin in July, too,
there
right?
There was plenty of bluefin all the way from April. Those guys were down there outside calling it from April all the way on.
Yeah.
So
there's stuff around.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Cortez. Those are our listeners that may not be familiar with the boat.
It's 60-foot Seaway. We've done a lot of modifications, obviously, on it. And we carry up to 23, but most of my groups have been 15, 16 passengers.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
I've had
load.
Pretty much a steady clientele. You know, we don't do a whole lot of advertising, mostly word of mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
We got 3 new groups, I think, that we had this year. But most of it's been groups that have been with me for 20 years.
Wow.
Out of one of the coolest landings,
Seaforth
Sport got, Fishing.
Yep.
Yeah, right
got
there.
Got a good office staff up there, and everybody's, you know, a lot of good boats running out of there. So.
Run by fishermen for fishermen.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
John leading the crew there.
Yeah.
So. And a parking situation?
Plenty of that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of that.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
And free.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. That's a commodity, really.
Yep. And
so then, how does one get a charter on the Cortez?
They call either Seaforth or they can call myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we can get you in there, we will.
And so you said nice charter groups like 15 people.
Yeah, a good group is 15, 17.
Wow.
It works out perfectly.
That's,
you know. Our last group was 10. You know,
nice.
And we did a 3.5 day trip. So
that's a, I mean, that for a group of 10, I mean, that's
yeah.
a lot of room.
Sure.
You know, it is.
You know, on the bait tanks we put on there last year, we made it, you know, more of a triangle shape. So there's a lot of deck space.
You know, nice.
And we can hold a lot more bait than we did with the 4 well.
That's beautiful.
So, day and a half to 3.5 day, that's
yes.
kind of your niche?
That's it.
Yeah.
Mostly 2.5 days, I'd say.
That's your,
yeah.
your main deal is 2.5
right.
day trip. So a 2.5 day trip gives a scenario. Leave at night, morning?
Oh, we leave at night. Well, in the evening. Mm-hmm. I try to get out of there at 6 o'clock in the evening. You know, that way don't beat the overnight open party crowd and stuff. The bait receiver go
sure.
get our bait and get out there. If the fish are way down there, we can get down there, be there over at 30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're close, we're you know not have to run real hard and get a feel of
in
what's going on.
Yeah,
you know,
and then you get 2 full days of fishing.
Yes.
And then you're back
in the morning, unload, let the crew go get their laundry done, get our groceries loaded. And
yeah. So are you on a 2.5 day trip? Are you 3 nights on the boat?
Yeah.
That's a nice trip.
Works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody likes it. We get in early in the morning. If they get in on a weekday trip, that way they can get home. You know, a lot of our groups are from North County or Los Angeles or, you know, somewhere north of San Diego.
Sure.
So they beat the traffic.
Yeah. Get in early and get it going. Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. And you talk about Christmas Spectacular. Wait till you hear what Jim brought in today.
I know it,
Holy
Jim. Santa Claus Jim.
Yeah.
I know it. We're giving away. I mean, check this out. If this was for one, it would be a big deal. Yeah. One day, a day and a half to 2.5 day trip on the Cortez from Jim. But look at this. The winner can bring a buddy. So yeah. This certificate.
I hate guys to have to come out by themselves.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's a trip for two.
This is incredible.
And when it says a day and a half to 3.5, it's what?
Or to 2.5.
Day and a half to 2.5 day. Mm-hmm. It's what's available on the books. And
yeah,
if
we get, open party trip, or if I have a charter that needs a couple guys. You know, we'll fit them in there. I like to fit the groups in with the right people.
Yeah. So the winner, you'll get a hold of them. It'll be kind of a tailored kind of a deal.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, super cool.
Let us know when you're available, depending on availability.
A lot of my charter masters say I need a couple guys. You know, can you find a couple? Which is not an issue.
Yeah. Super cool of you, Jim. Santa Claus Jim, we're going to call you today.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So give us a shout at 833-288-0973. That's our number here. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Jim Hughes on the Cortez when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad, Tranks, Terramar, Cold Sniper, Torium, Flatfall, and the all-new Speedmaster Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out that perfect gift. Check out saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup in studio with Mr. Jim Hughes.
Yeah, Captain Jim Hughes of Cortez, a really fantastic guest, and talking fishing here. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973 is the line. We have a line open. You have a chance to win a day and a half to 2.5 day trip on the Cortez for two people, which very generous Christmas gift from Jim there. Appreciate that, Jim.
We like the people come out with somebody they know.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah. And make new friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Corey, does that make you want to go striped bass fishing?
I see that. It's a beautiful fish.
Huh? Yeah. That'll eat in MC Swim Bait.
Oh, man, they're good eating, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Of course, yellowtail and Bonita, swordfish, all kinds of good stuff. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, looking for a glass minute Christmas gift. Check it out. Western Outdoor News, a subscription to that would be a nice Christmas gift.
It would be.
Last minute, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Jim.
They are, and they are getting packed up. Let's open a line and talk to John. John from Los Alamitos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
It's a little crazy, almost Christmas this week, and there's still fish to be caught. That is awesome.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a live report from the water, one of the guys out there fishing. Not a lot of guys out. A lot of guys doing maintenance right now,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, but the tomahawk's out, I know, day and a half on the tomahawk. Yeah. So maybe we'll get a report from
My question is to Jim. I used to hear a lot when I was a little bit younger, when it was a rainy season, that albacore came back. Is that true, Jim?
Did you dream that last night?
No, because we've had some rainy seasons here in the last 10, 12 years. I mean, some more rain than we wanted, you know, at points. But no, I don't see it at that. There's a line that we follow across the Pacific, and it dipped a little bit lower below Conception this year, but it's still been up. So, and that line keeps coming a little bit.
And that line, what is the line?
Well, it's just an indicator.
Yeah?
You know, but it's
but is
not
it a current break or temperature line or what?
It's a clean water temperature break type deal.
Yeah.
And we're just keeping an eye on it.
And so those albacore, I mean, they come from Japan way and come across the Pacific. And so when they hit the eastern Pacific, coast of California, they kind of veer up or veer down. And
They could come in as far below Guadalupe and come up that direction, or they come straight in from the west. But it seems like this year, it seemed like those guys that were seeing and catching fish up there, Northern California, Washington, it was early this year. They saw fish early and caught fish early.
How was their season?
It was all right. It was so. You know, there was a lot
not
of guys.
Great.
Yeah, it's not as good as it's been in the past, but there's a lot of guys that had 100 ton, you know, years up there.
But I think
there
was a little bit of Jim. I thought there was a little bit of a change the last couple seasons for them where it had been pretty steady for like a 6-year period, right? Like good sized fish, like in that 20, you know, to 25 pound range. But last season and the season prior, there were a lot of smaller
fish. A lot of smaller fish than later season.
In the same area where they'd been fishing off the Columbia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the question is, are we ever going to see them here in Southern California?
Oh, yeah, we'll
see
them again.
It'll come.
Oh, yeah. We'll get some. You know, there's a couple factors here. Years ago, we used to have the jig fleet here, and they covered a lot of water for us, you know, from the Central Pacific all the way up. So we had a good idea when that fish was going to be here or which way it was moving and so forth. We don't have that anymore. You know, a lot of these guys are staying down, and then they jet straight up there because it's just steady.
Right, exactly.
And then the other indication also is it seemed like they're catching fish a little bit earlier north.
Oh.
Okay. Now, are we not getting out there early enough? You know.
Oh, okay.
Things have changed. Things are changing. Yeah. You know, cycles change.
Absolutely.
And we don't have guys out there in April, May. You know, this bluefin thing's been tied to the beach for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, are we not getting guys out there early enough?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody had to get out very far past that 118 line this year. You know,
and that was pretty commonplace when we were fishing albacore, 80-mile runs.
Oh,
I mean, it was. I have nothing against going 20, 30 miles and catching bluefin instead of albacore.
Well, exactly, and you can't blame them, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's usually a little bit of texture to the water involved with that, too.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, you mean like albacore weather.
Yeah. You know. And here we are. I mean, it's so funny. Here we are. We've had 5 or 6 seasons of just the most insane historical bluefin fishing, right?
Absolutely.
With some of the best quality of fatty, just the best toro meat you could ever imagine. Here we are wishing for albacore.
I don't know about you. I'm not. I wish for another season just like we had. Right?
Yeah, it's keeping the boats full, you know. Yeah. It's keeping the boats busy. And there's always a chance to catch a lifetime fish every day you go out there.
That's insane.
You know, once in a lifetime fish.
Yeah,
and that's what's kept everybody roaring.
You know? Yeah, just keep up what we have, and then we can worry about albacore.
Yeah, it's just like this deep drop swordfish thing going on.
Yeah,
I haven't kept a real good record of how many have been caught, but there's well over 100 been caught.
A lot
on private boats.
He's amazing.
And you know the commercial guys have had this experimental gear going the last couple of years, and they've been absolutely putting the wood to
these. They're getting them.
They've been putting the wood to them.
Yeah,
and now that this deep drop stuff is, you know, developing, and guys, you know, are doing well.
Yeah.
You know.
So, here's an interesting question. Here they developed the deep drop swordfish technology to eliminate the long lines and gill nets.
Correct.
They seem to be catching more fish on the commercial guys on the deep drop than they did in the nets and the long lines? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, they're covering a lot more area.
Yeah.
You know, as far as straight up and down. And you can see the eye on the swordfish. They're big. They're deep water fish.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a clean fishery, too.
It's a clean fishery. And then you go back, too, is there was gill nets, but then there was guys that were doing our harpoon stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your chances of catching them on a hook with a deep line and all that other stuff is a little bit more than. You gotta be, you know. There's guys that still do the harpoon stuff. They do well.
Yeah.
You know, they get to three or four.
But the quality from the deep drop rivals the harpoon.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I think the best part of the whole thing, we talked yesterday about being conservationists ourselves.
Right.
You know, I mean, we love the ocean. We love our environment, right? Is the nearly zero bycatch with the deep drop versus the gill net?
Yes.
It's a huge improvement. I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's good. I'm glad that these guys, you know, it was a difficult transition for them, but they're all of a sudden they say, hey, we're making more money doing the deep drop thing than we were doing the other stuff.
Yes,
and better quality.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
And let's talk to Roy. Roy, thanks for joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good morning, Roy.
Great. Hey, questions. Over this year, I guess, I haven't heard a lot about the slide fishing and how it was doing and stuff. Usually it's a lot of live bait and maybe the flat balls and the coat snipers and stuff. How have you guys had any success or have you seen or heard about that?
Like, as far as trolling, like, there's not, you know, trolling on the back of the Cortez and then catching fish on the slide.
Oh, you know, we had plenty of that. I mean, we had guys hooking fish on the slide. Some of these, you know, big foamers of bluefin and yellowfin, I mean, we're starting to circle and start throwing bait, and guys are putting their lines in the water.
Really?
Before the boat even slides stop, you have 4 or 5 hooked up.
Getting them.
No, fly line still, fly line has been good to start, and we've had, I'd say most of the fish are caught on fly line.
Yeah.
You know.
And get them on the slide before the boat's even in a full stop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So bluefin, yellowfin, both.
Both,
Now, what about, you obviously are seeing how big those fish are on the meter lot of times, right?
Oh, yeah, you can tell if they're good ones.
Are you telling your passengers, like, hey, guys, this is a big school, don't put the 30-pound in?
You try to.
Yeah.
You know, you try to. You say, hey, wait a minute, you know, guys, be careful. So we try to get them all set up with 3 sets of gear and tell them, hey, you know, good time to start letting your bait out right now while I'm still sliding ahead, because, you know, guys using 80 and 100-pound, they can't get a bait away from the boat.
Yeah.
They get it dropped in the water while the boat's still sliding ahead. You can get the bait away from the boat.
But then you have a chance at a 200-pounder with
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
Versus, like, if you put 40-pound in, you got no chance.
Yeah.
Or very little chance.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
No, you try to give them a warning. You can't always guess, because you'll be catching 40, 50, 60-pounder, and you'll see them. And then all of a sudden, you'll see a big one come right through the whole mess and just go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Hey, fishing the slide with a 100-pound. Now, you're talking my style.
There you go.
So, generally speaking, do the fish congregate in same-size schools, like 40
generally,
to 60-pounder?
Generally,
yes.
Okay. Generally, yes. You'll see the big fish. You'll be big fish, and it'll be big fish. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the 60, 70-pounders, 30-pounders, 20-pounders. They're all pretty much separated by gut. But when it starts getting a big area and there's a lot of boats around and stuff like that, you'll right in the middle of everything, you'll get a 200-pounder.
Wow. You know? It can happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's no way you can prepare for that.
No.
Yeah.
You can't.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Roy. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Already full. Yeah, they are. Exactly. Let's talk to Bob. Bob from Cerritos. Welcome to the show this morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas to you all.
Same Merry Christmas, guys. Bob.
I just want to give a shout out to Rambo there. I fished with him quite a few years on the RP with Taka's charter, and I just wanted to thank him personally for him helping me get my largest yellowfin. It was like 286, and he was on the tank about 8 years ago now, I guess, when he verified a whitefish that my son had caught.
Absolutely.
And that ended up being a world record whitefish that we submitted.
How big was the weight? Yeah.
It was 17.1 pounds.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
An ocean whitefish?
Ocean whitefish.
Yeah.
Daryl gapped it and was on the starboard side rail. I was up on the bait tank. He goes, look at the size of this one. And he pulled that thing over the rail, as big as any yellowtail he's seen.
17 pounds.
That's a big whitefish.
That's got to be close to 3 feet long.
It was. Yeah, it was.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Craig did a good job. He wound that thing up, and everybody on the boat just stopped and looked at it. That was giant.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Down on the ridge?
No, we're down at, the ledge. Yeah.
Wow. Whitefish aren't all the way down south, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You get them. A lot of guys mix them up with a tilefish. The tilefish is a little bit more blue and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're not the same fish, but the whitefish. Yeah.
Living all that water there. Good memories, huh, Bob?
And I was just wondering, you know, I know, Jim, you're probably busy as heck, you know, with all the bluefin around, but are you ever going to get back on the RP? I really, all miss you.
I'm going to be on there this trip. I'll be on January 1st, yep.
All right.
I'll be there.
Looking forward to seeing you.
I miss you guys.
Are you on that Taka trip, Bob?
Yes. I've been fishing it for about the last 20 years or so.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Bob. Well, hey, have a Merry Christmas and enjoy your trip with Jim. You're going to get him.
Yeah. He's so much fun. He's a very, very experienced man. Very, very.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, you're saying that very lightly because Jim has been around for many decades. And Bob, if you can see on this end, his smile is from ear to ear, seriously. Like, he's still so fired up about getting out on the ocean. It's pretty cool.
Ready to go.
Yes. Indeed.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Merry Christmas to you. How long have you been doing this, Rambo?
A couple years.
Like, seriously, I mean, how long have you had the Cortez?
22 years
with the Cortez, but how many years then total?
I got my first check in 1968.
There you go.
1968.
Yeah. Seaforth.
At Seaforth.
So you've been a Seaforth the whole?
Yeah.
Your whole career?
When I was from the marina?
Yes.
I ran nails down where they're building the new dock at the
really?
Where it's at now.
No kidding.
As a kid, yeah.
Wow.
And you took part in constructing the old A-frame. Building.
Not in the A-frame building,
not
but the
in
docks.
Okay, I got gotcha. You.
When did you get your first license, captain's license?
I passed a test before I turned 19.
Wow.
So, And then the day I got turned 19, I was pounding on the door.
And, it, and it's so cool. I mean, I've known you for 25 plus years, yeah. And to see your passion and your love for the ocean and taking people out.
Still to this day. What did you do yesterday?
I took the whale boat out.
Yeah.
And you ran the whale boat out of Seaforth.
Yeah. So cool.
So what's the whale report?
There was a little gap yesterday.
Yeah. They are coming, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I heard the guys up there in Dana Point. They were seeing them. So forth.
Yeah.
There was a little gap. I know there was the day before, it was one whale that was down there, juvenile, that was down there by Point Loma. But there's still a lot of common dolphins. We had a big spot of Rizzos the day before yesterday.
Which is cool.
There, one albino one right
albino
in the middle.
Albino yeah. Rizzo.
Pretty rare.
Cool. Yeah, very rare.
Yeah. So. Rizzos are cool.
Yeah.
They're like torpedoes going through the water. Well,
and they were moving real, real slow, and they stayed right with the boat and everything.
Nice.
And we got good people viewing. Had a good time, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of life if you want to take the family out.
Oh, yeah. Shearwater everywhere. There's
nice.
You know,
and that new whale boat out of Seaforth Sport Fishing is nice,
yeah.
huh?
No, it's really, really nice. I think it used to be the Catalina Spirit. It transported people from the cruise ships to Catalina Island because they don't go inside the harbor anymore.
Right.
And Dave Akita and Dustin and Seaforth, they bought the boat and developed a little bit of a whale business and hopefully get going. Carries 150 passengers.
Wow.
Inside and outside. Seating,
yeah. So. Nice.
It's a legitimate size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 85-foot Westport.
Like a super smooth ocean ride, I'm
sure. No, it's really nice.
Yeah. That's cool.
Gotta like it.
Well, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug, our good friend from Montebello. Welcome to the show this morning, Doug.
Hi. When you guys take the boat to the shipyard, how do you put the paint on? Do you spray it on or do you have to brush it on?
We roll it on.
You roll it.
Yeah.
Even LP?
The bottom paint. He's talking about only
bottom
paint. The bottom paint gets rolled on.
Yeah.
You
can't spray that stuff too toxic.
No.
Right? Yeah.
And not as that's really thick.
Yeah.
It's got some weight to it.
Yeah.
And then we're sanding the hull or whatever like that, then all that gets, we'll roll the primer on and sand it, and then we'll tip the LP.
Yeah, okay. So it's all by brush.
Oh, yeah.
By brush and
everything
water.
From waterline up.
Yeah.
A lot of guys will spray the primer. You know, you can roll the primer or spray it.
Yeah.
But the final thing is, you know, some of the guys are spraying that LP in the yard, but you got to get everything covered up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're looking
at
$10,000 or $12,000 just to get the scaffolding around it and the plastic wrap.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
How often do you have to? I know you pull the boat and bottom paint every year. How often do you have to paint the boat?
I'll do the inside, the bulwarks, and the house every 1 year, and then the hull the next year. And just keep that rotation.
Every other year?
Yeah.
Wow. Get all those sinkers banging on the side and stuff like that.
It's a lot of damage.
200-pound plus bluefin hitting the deck, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that eats it up.
Sounds delicious.
Thanks for the call, Doug.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. We're going to be right back with Jim from the Cortez. It's a really cool morning. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And when we're talking about bluefin tuna, Talica is the real, right? I know you use a lot of them on the Cortez, right?
We have some on.
Yeah, it's a heck of a reel. And power, too. I mean, and here's the thing. You got power and the flexibility of the different ones. And now, if you can't, you know, you're looking for a Christmas gift, you can't quite afford that Talica, Speedmaster is the new one here.
And I know Rick's selling out of them in the shop.
Oh, yeah, they're selling like crazy. They're only available in two sizes, 12 and 16, but that's a perfect size for catching our local fish here. The 12 and 16 size, match it up with the Power Pro Match Quattro or just regular Power Crow or Hollow Ace. You got a great machine there. Catch a lot of big fish. The Talica or Speedmaster combo, check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Fun time.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Captain Jim Hughes, and he came like Santa Claus today, huh? With bearing like an incredible gift, a day and a half to 2.5 day trip on the Cortez, which is the boat that a lot of people want to go on. People love fishing with
it. But wait, Pete. It's a day and a half to 2.5 day trip, but it's for two.
For two people.
For two people. One
you
winner.
And a friend.
One winner is going to win a trip for two on the Cortez with Jim. Just give us a shout. The lines are full now, but when one of them does open up, it's 833-288-0973.
Jim, do you run every trip?
Every trip.
Every trip. How do you do that? It's like Corey. He pours every bait. It's like you guys are animals.
No, it's just...
Every trip.
In the charter business, they charter you just as much as they charter the boat.
Yeah. No, especially you.
Bill Poole gave me that advice when I was growing up.
Really?
Because you're going to get a charter boat, you got to run the boat.
You got to run the boat. No.
So yeah. That's the way I've always run it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I had to take off for something family-wise or whatever, I've had, you know, Dave Haas is cooking now on the Royal. He's run the boat for me.
Okay. So, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not a rare occasion.
Yeah. It's been a handful of times since I've had the boat.
Wow.
Dedication.
22 years. Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
Let's do it. And the catch report today, Pete, is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI, that's BlueBGI.com. Get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
Indeed. Hey, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What's happening, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Woolley.
What's happening there?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good stuff, man.
Good stuff. Got the legend in here, huh?
Seriously, man. One of the good guys, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, for us up here, you know, a pretty good fishing week for us. The local half-day fishing continued to be pretty good. Still some surface action, I'd say, on the bass with the fly line live baits. We got real nice sardine again, and that stuff's been working out. Shallow water on the inside, the sheephead fishing has been very good, too. Again, those exotic baits, like the guys bringing the clam and the shrimp, you know, coming prepared, certainly paid off for some of those bigger sheephead in that shallow water. That's been a lot of fun. three-quarter day, you know, we're going to just continue to ride this rockfish out until it shuts us down for the season. It's been very consistent pretty much all month. So this last week we had a few days of some downhill current that made things a little tricky, but still plenty of fish for us to catch. Live baits, again, I'd say probably fished the best and caught the bigger fish for sure. A little harder to catch on the vertical jigs with the current, but still, you know, the guys that stuck to it and fished it hard all day, they caught what they needed on those jigs as well. That 100-gram Colt Sniper in the blue or the green was the hot color this week for sure. Woo. And then also plenty of sculpin and whitefish, you know, in the mix as well, fishing that deep stuff there off of North County, out off Yellowtail Kelp in that zone there. Halibut Derby update, really not much has changed, to be totally honest with you. We've seen a lot of bait move back into the areas where the guys like to set their drifts and stuff, so that's kind of a good sign. Maybe it'll pull some fish in over the edge there and get that stuff layered out under that bait. So hopefully they get a shot at some of that stuff. I know they got a boat full of people out there today with their fingers crossed in hopes of catching another halibut to get on that leaderboard. So that's pretty much it for us. We're running all week. Obviously, we'll be closed on Christmas, but weather permitting too. But we're scheduled to be out all week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, come fishing, whale watching, whatever you want, give us a call here at the landing. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawerf.com and use that code DEC25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips. And also, again, reminder, kids fish free with a paid adult. And that free ride kind of goes along, too, with the whale watch trip, too. So if you want to come whale watching, you know, kids will ride free with a paid adult fare on that.
Wow. Well, now, what about the DEC25? Does that work on the whale watch boat, too?
That, I don't think it'll work on the whale watch boat. I think that's only just a fishing promotion for your guys there fishing.
All right. So go to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Dana Wharf banner. Enter the code DEC25. Is that right?
That's it.
And you get 25% off half and three-quarter day trips. Now, here's the interesting thing about this storm. It's going to be, it looks like a lot of rain, but not a lot of wind.
That's kind of what we're hoping. You know, and there's some windows, too. If you kind of look at the weather, you can see there's certainly some windows where, you know, you can miss some of that showers and squeak in a little bit. So that's what we're hoping. On Christmas Eve, for sure, that's what it's looking like. So
looks
we're
like it's real gappy.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
But when it comes down, it's going to come down.
Yeah, just bring a rain jacket.
Yeah.
And go fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. All right, Brian. Hey, Merry Christmas to you and all the great people at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. You guys do such a super job, and we sure appreciate all your support you give Let's Talk Hookup. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
We will. Thanks for that, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. And
Merry Christmas, Brian.
All right.
Thanks, Jim. You guys, too. Take care.
Appreciate that very much. All right. We're waiting for Gundy Gunnison, but in the meantime, that's our catch port right now.
It is. And the new 2020 CCA Bill Varney counter is now available. I got mine, and I live by it, Pete.
Oh,
I love looking at the calendar and the ups and downs.
You got to have it.
Looking at the entire month. Get yours now at your local tackle store. Turner's Outdoorsman has them. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has them.
C4 Sport Fishing has them.
C4 has them. Yeah. I know Mark yesterday was talking about Pacific Edge has them.
Yeah, they got
them. Step
them.
On in.
They have all the tide tables in it. And everything.
Oh,
it
does. Yeah, the really good tide
Beautiful
tables.
Things.
I live by that, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, have it on the wall. Someday we'll get a nice smiling picture of Jim Hughes up there.
Right?
With the big blue fin.
I've seen you in the calendar.
Yeah, I have.
From the RP pictures.
Yeah, for sure. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rich.
I'm wondering if there's... Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And I'm wondering if... When you're far enough off the coast, can you use more traditional methods for controlling the seals and sea lions that we're not allowed to use when they're inshore, when they're pestering the yellowtail? And I'm wondering also if they're a factor when you're out there way off the coast for looking for bluefin and yellowfin.
No, we can't use a better way to deter them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And they are that the volume of sea lions has increased so much that we see them 150 miles off the beach.
And quite ironically...
And they're a beach animal.
Here's what's ironic to what you just said is our great white population has...
Has increased.
Equally. Yeah.
But not enough.
Yeah.
We need more.
We need more, yeah. Do you hear about the surfer that got bit off of Santa Rosa Island?
I did.
And they're saying, what kind of shark is that?
Well,
I can think of one.
Yeah, I can think of one that lives up there right off of Santa Rosa.
The sea lion population is out of control.
And
it's totally out of control. The environmental count at Santa Cruz Island, which is one of the rookeries, was just...
Out of control. And here's what's crazy too, Rich, is what we experience here on our local coast with our half day, three quarter day, full day trips. You see the same exact thing down at Cedros Island. They are, I don't know if they're educating each other, whatever it is, but man, they are just as educated in Southern Baja.
You see them all the way down, way below that.
Yes. Yeah.
Now
they're bad, and even up into Alaska. When we're in Sitka, the Stellar Sea Lions are all over the salmon up there, biting the bellies out and stuff like that. Look at the problems they're having in the Northwest, basically wiping out endangered species of salmon and steelhead.
They have to come up with something because there's an issue. They're sinking boats. They're biting people. Well, yeah. When they bite the first kid, then they're...
Well, it's happened.
It's happened.
Yeah.
Well, they've bitten and pulled the little girl in the water.
Things are going to be changing.
Well, I don't... You know...
It will.
They're so cute and cuddly, though.
You know, they're supposed... Yeah, exactly.
Well, you'll see, in April, March and April, when we have that... tide come in, because there'll be a lot of them on the beach.
And that's nature's way of calling them out.
But then SeaWorld goes and saves them.
Well, they've lowered their permit, you know, as far as their animal-wise.
Yeah.
There's other groups.
They need to let nature take its course on those. Did you have any interactions with bluefin and sea lions offshore?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
They'll shut you off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
They take fish?
We've had a couple of them take fish,
the smaller ones.
Yeah,
they don't screw with the big ones.
Quite the contrary. Oh, really? I was out one day with John Freeze on his boat. We had the epic day where we had 300.
This season.
Yeah, this season. It was in August, I think, or September. Mm-hmm. And 200 over 300. Ron Lane got his 340 that day, and we had a 330. That this sea lion, the two sea lions kept biting at the belly, as we're pulling up the fish, to the point where when we were pulling it in the side, he tried to jump in the boat and keep hold of it. When we got the fish in the boat, it had marks all over its belly, and they were attacking it while he was hooked.
That's crazy.
It was a giant bluefin.
Man. It's
crazy. I mean, they're just out of control.
They are.
Yeah.
They've wiped out, you know, some good schools and good spots.
Yeah.
You know, sea lions.
Blow them up for you.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Yeah. Hey, good question there, Rich. And hey, by the way, your tip yesterday on the Christmas Spectacular, you have no idea how close you were. You were right there in the running, but there were so many great takes there. But we appreciate it. And have a Merry Christmas to you, Rich. Appreciate the call this morning. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Merry Christmas. I guess I have to say that the old man winter slammed the door on us this week.
Oh.
We had a big temperature drop. You know, we actually had 3 quart being in the count last week, and we had 63-degree water, but I understand that it's 58 down there now, 57. So, you know, it's to be expected, no doubt. The best bet has been the barred perch bite up on those northern beaches. And we always talk about Oxnard, Ventura, and it's very consistent up there, especially when the water cools. And Hook, Line, and Sinker reported good perch bites on Goleta, Silver Strand, Santa Claus Lane, Gulf 2-inch sandworms, root beer, motor oil, grubs. Most fish around the 1-pound mark, with a few to 2 pounds. You know, we'll see more kickers as we go here. Wiley has reported good perch action below Point Magoo there. Lugworm shrimp has been the top bait. The rocky spots kicked out. A bunch of cabazon, another sign of cooler water. Those cabs start showing up. And that spotfin bite off Huntington kind of petered out with the cooler water. I think they had a 4-pounder early in the week, but things kind of deteriorated. Hogan's reported limits a smaller barred perch to 1 pound. Gulp sandworms and grubs working best there. Salt Creek strands, most consistent. Pacific Coast reported 2 legal halibut taken off Ponto on a crocodile. A few perch are taken at the Army-Navy, And like I said, the water temperature was 63. It's 58. Christmas week, so what the heck. We'll go with it.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is there, and right, Gundy? But, you know, big surf and all the water conditions certainly wreak havoc on the beach, but still something to catch.
Yeah, there's always something to catch. And we had that exciting 15-pound striper last week.
So how about that?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah. Well, Gundy Gunderson, we sure appreciate all that you do for Let's Talk Hookup, all these great surf reports. People comment all the time how they love that surf report. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and I really enjoy being part of your family. Jesus.
Yeah,
no, that's
you
awesome, Gundy.
Sure. Appreciate
you're,
it.
You're one of the reports I look forward to every single week.
Yeah, indeed. Keep people informed. All right, Gundy. Hey, enjoy the surf, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
God bless. Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. When we return, we're going to have more from Jim Hughes from the Cortez on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therez rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therez is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.